Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Goodyear is een van die grootste bandhandelsmerke in die wêreld en dit het ook 'n groot besigheid hier in Suid-Afrika. Die groep het egter verlede week aangekondig dat dit sy vervaardigingsaanleg in Port Elizabeth gaan sluit en dit gaan meebring dat omtrent 900 direkte en baie meer indirekte werksgeleenthede in die ware ketting verlore sal gaan. Nou, Port Elizabeth het reeds een van die hoogste werkloosheidskoerse in die land en dit staan op meer as 40%. Denise van Huisteen is op die lyn. Sy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Nelson Mandela Bay Sakekamer. Denise, thank you so much for your time. Now, the Goodyear factory was opened in 1947. That's nearly 80 years ago. It must have come as a big surprise when Goodyear announced it will close this factory down.
We've been saying for some time that we face a local manufacturing survival crisis. You know, when you look at the environment that manufacturers are operating in at the moment, to manufacture, you need the basic enablers to work, like electricity, water, sanitation, and so on. But also logistics play a key role in terms of efficiencies. And then the other big issue that threatens the survival of our manufacturers is cheap imports that are flooding the market. So in the case of tyres, it's much cheaper to import tyres than to manufacture them locally.
You call it a manufacturing crisis of sorts. How much of the Nelson Mandela Bay local economy is based on manufacturing specifically?
So our economy is manufacturing based. We've got a very strong automotive sector here, for example, where almost half of the country's automotive component manufacturers are based here. And this is our strength of our bay. If you look at the skills that we have here and also the downstream economies that operate around your manufacturing. So for us, it's vital that we retain our manufacturing in the bay. And that's why we've been doing all the initiatives we've been doing to push foreign enabling environment. But then also we need much stronger action taken in terms of looking after existing investors. You know, it's one thing to lure new investors to a country and we do want them, but then they also need to invest in CKD manufacturing, which is where you get your ecosystem rather than semi-knockdown manufacturing, which often is the case with these new investors that come in. We must also look at free trade agreements. We've got very good agreements with the European Union, which shows that that's a market that we need to strengthen. But when you look at the BRICS markets, we don't have any free trade agreements with them. So that's an area where there needs to be more focus. But we've got very good companies here. A lot of them are multinationals with excellent skills in terms of the capabilities of people. So we've got a lot of opportunity here, but we need the basic enablers to support our manufacturing economy.
You're obviously not a spokesperson for Goodyear, but one of the reasons for the closure of this factory could be that there's an unfair trade environment in South Africa. A lot of Chinese companies dump cheap tires here, which is a lot cheaper than the Goodyear products, and that just does make it unprofitable for them to do business here. So you have this trade-off between cheap imports and locally manufactured goods. How do you see it?
So there are anti-dumping measures in place around tires as an example, but there's too many loopholes. So unfortunately, these cheap imports still make it into the country. In fact, it's become cheaper now for your OEMs that are manufacturing vehicles to import tires than to get them from local tire manufacturers. But when you start looking through the automotive chain, if you look at the automobile and you look at vehicle sales in the South African market, the growing number of cheap imports that are now in the top 10 selling passenger vehicles, for example, 5 out of 10 of the top selling passenger cars are not from companies that actually manufacture locally. That is a big issue because to be viable in manufacturing, you need to be able to have a domestic market and an export market, which is why South Africans also need to understand when they're making purchasing choices, while they might be getting more affordable products, the knock-on impact is that you're destroying local employment. And we need every local job that we can get in place if you consider our high unemployment and also the fact that for every person employed, another 10 people benefit from that.
I see Stellantis, one of the biggest international automotive companies, they have announced they will invest in a factory in PE. It's 3 billion rand investment, and this plant will become operational next year. But then I also Googled and I tried to find other factories that have opened their doors in the Nelson Mandela Bay economy. Can you maybe just give us an indication of the automotive industry? Is it bigger today than it was 10 years ago? Is it smaller? Is there a trend you have identified?
Okay, so our main OEMs that manufacture here are Volkswagen Group Africa, and they're actually the country's biggest manufacturer. A lot of their exports go to Europe. We also have a company called Isuzu Motors South Africa. They do light commercial vehicles and trucks. And then when you start looking, obviously, the ecosystem around it in terms of components, we manufacture all types of components here. So it's not just tires, it's catalytic converters, it's brake pads, it's glass, everything that goes into an automobile. There are a number of what we call SKD manufacturers, semi-knockdown. So you have companies that do trucks, for example, like FAW, that's semi-knockdown. There's also a bike manufacturing plant here that the IDC invested in partnership with them. Up until now, that hasn't done CKD production, but we hope that they will move into that because that is where you create the true employment that we're seeking. We also have other types of manufacturing in the metro, such as pharmaceuticals and beverage manufacturing. So we've got players like Aspen Pharmacare, Coca-Cola, and so on here. And then we also have potential investors that are looking at coming to the market. And what we see as a big anchor project for the Bay is a company called Hive Hydrogen that's looking to set up a green ammonia production plant. And if that comes to life, that would be the biggest investment ever into South Africa. It's around 109 billion rand. And the applications that would come from the green ammonia production plant would be huge in terms of the downstream opportunities. So that's something that we need for the Bay, but we need to strengthen and protect our existing manufacturing so that we can leverage off opportunities like that. Because if you look at companies that, for example, manufacture catalytic converters today, they could also manufacture electrolyzers for the hydrogen industry.
Well, if you explain it like that, it seems like it's all systems go in PE. It seems like that economy is really vibrant. It has big manufacturing facilities there. But the chamber you are the CEO of is very, very active. What is the mindset of the members of that chamber? Are they positive about the future? Are they cautious? How would you describe their mindset?
Look, we've got around 700 businesses that belong to our chamber. And I think as organized business, we're very action oriented. We've got a very united business community from your MDs of your large companies right through to the smaller ones. We're all united around the potential of the Bay. We've actually come up with a term called the Bay of Opportunity. That's how we're presenting the Bay. We've even launched a trade and investment desk so that we can actively promote the Bay. We're a two-port city. One of the ports is a deep-water port. When you start looking at the innovation that's here, the types of technologies we have, this could be the diverse manufacturing base on the African continent. So the potential is here, but the enablers need to be in place in terms of the basics. And we also need the support. We need more stronger focus on supporting local rather than imports.
Ja, dis die storie van Suid-Afrika eintlik. Ongelooflike geleenthede, maar daar moet 'n hele klomp goed gebeur voordat ons sluit word. Denise, ons sal dit daarmee los. Dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Denise van Huisteen. Sy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Nelson Mandela Bay Sakekamer.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.